Can I get your full name, please? Okay. And what is your ethnicity?
I'm black.
Okay, cool. What's your year of birth?
1993.
Okay. And hometown, where are you coming from? Where are you from?
Brooklyn, New York.
Okay, cool. How many years have you lived in the Atlanta area?
Like 8 and some months now.
Okay, that's cool. All right. Any other places you lived?
Just Brooklyn and here.
Okay, cool. What's like your highest form of education?
High school.
Cool. Occupation? Current occupation?
I'm a school teacher.
Cool. What about your parents' birthplace?
They was born in St. Vincent.
Okay, cool. Let's see. And what was their occupation and stuff?
My mom used to be a school teacher, and then when she came to the States, she became an RN. Mm-hmm. And my dad, he played soccer, and he, is it a seamstress when you're a guy?
I guess.
Well, he was a seamstress, and then when he came to the States, he did, like, custodial work.
Okay, mm-hmm. Cool. What'd you do last night?
I went out.
Where'd you go?
To an all-white party.
Was this all white people there?
No, all white, like your clothes, all white clothes. It was an all white birthday party.
Oh, okay, that's a cool thing. Did you see anybody at the party with not all white?
Of course. Somebody that want to be different. Oh, I'm going to wear black because.
Mm-hmm. But, so what all happens at an all white party? I've never been before.
I mean, it's different things. I mean, it depends on what type of all-white party you go to. If you go to an American all-white party, it might be different type of music. People might act different. Mm-hmm. And if you go to, like, a Caribbean type, which I went to, mm-hmm. Get, like, a different reaction because, like, you know, it's different music and stuff like that. So.
Okay. Mm-hmm. When you came down here from 8 years ago, I'm assuming that the culture was a little bit different. What were some of the things you noticed that was different about being in Atlanta than in New York?
When I first came out here, obviously there wasn't, like, things weren't that close. It was stressful because I had to get a ride to go everywhere. Also, when I went to school, like, with teachers with different accents, like, that come from different countries, like the West Indies and, you know, like, other places, the kids would make fun of them, and that would kind of get to me a little bit. I don't know if it's because, you know, my parents are from a different country, or if it's because, you know, it's something that I'm used to, because being in New York, everything is diverse. So, you know, nobody's different from anybody else, you know?
Okay. That's pretty interesting. Let's see. What about a crew? Do you got a particular crew you hang with now?
I would say we're a crew. Like, we're cool. Like, I have...
You got friends.
Friends.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So what would y'all do, like, on a typical weekend?
On a typical weekend, we'd probably go out to a party or to a club or to a lounge or go bowling or something. Or studio.
Okay, bowling. Mm-hmm. Studio. Are you good in any of those environments? Can you bowl? Can you sing?
I could bowl a little bit, and I could sing a little bit, but I'm shy, so I don't do no singing in the studio.
Okay. Nah, that's cool. Let's see. So, I'm assuming that you went to middle school and high school here.
No.
No.
I went to high school out here.
You went to high school out here. What school? Storm Mountain, it is. Hey. Okay. How was that experience?
I didn't like it at first because I didn't know anybody and I didn't want to be here. Mm-hmm. But after a while, it was cool. they had like a lot of different clubs you could join and different activities and stuff at school. Like, I was in choir there, and I used to stay after school and do like some choir practice and stuff like that. And we would have like recitals and stuff. But
Okay. Outside of choir, did you have any favorite subjects in school?
I like science. I like science.
You think science?
I like science. Mm-hmm. I like science. I think I started liking science when I was in junior high school because I had a teacher that really used to push me a lot. And, like, I was making good grades. I was like, you know what? I like, kind of like this. I'm making good grades. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you can learn a lot with science. Basically, everything you do equal up with some science.
Real talk. It's science to everything. What's your least favorite subject in school?
Math.
Okay. They say math can kind of go with everything as well, too.
Mm-hmm.
But why is math the most least favorite subject?
It's hard. Like, you feel like you're getting something, you're writing all this, everything down, and you feel like you're getting somewhere, and then it ends up being wrong, especially algebra. Oh, my God. Don't get me started.
Okay, I won't. Let's see. What else we got? How far was your crib from the school?
From school here or school in New York?
No, school here. Like, could you walk to school or would you?
I mean, I could walk, but I'd be dead by the time I get there. Driving, yeah. It's like 5 minutes.
Okay.
Walking, it's like 20.
Okay. Folks used to do a lot more walking back in. Let's see. Did you take the bus to school?
Yeah. Well, sometimes I get a ride.
Okay. Mm-hmm. How many fights in school did you have?
Fights? I didn't get in a lot of fights out here.
Mm-hmm.
When I was in New York, I got into maybe two. I'm not like a bad kid, so I didn't really get into a lot of fights. I mean, a lot of people don't like me, but they would never do nothing, so.
They knew he had them hands. Okay, that's cool. Was there any type of games for fun that y'all would play, either in school, out of school, whatever?
Not in high school. I mean, I know when I was in New York, when I was in junior high, I would leave my house extra early to go to the park in the morning time to swing on the swings. As old as I was in junior high, I could still fit on the swings early before class in the morning.
So you want double dutch and
hopscotch? I don't know how to double dutch. I know how to hopscotch and jump regular rope, but I could never catch double dutch.
We need to figure that out one day. I haven't either. Might be too tall for it, but we'll try. Let's see. What was your first job?
My first job? It was at a lotto machine. It was for the summer. It was at a nursing home at and I was at a lotto machine. And then when I came to Georgia, it was at a daycare, and I was at the front desk. So the lotto machine was in New York, and I was like 15. It was just like a summer thing.
You feel like you got like a lot of good experience from that first job or whatnot?
Yeah, dealing with people and dealing with, you know, different attitudes, because, you know, a lot of people coming in, they got attitudes about they lotto, so.
Okay. Nah, definitely. Let's see. Do you have any siblings?
Yeah.
Okay. What, are you the youngest, the oldest, are y'all close?
I'm the youngest.
Okay. Let's see. Did you feel like you was treated differently because you was the youngest or whatnot?
Yeah.
Okay. What about your aunts and your uncles?
I'm more close with my mom's side.
Mm-hmm.
My dad's side, I mean, I have some that live in New York and then some that live in St. Vincent. But I only went there one time, and I don't really, I mean, I talk to them every now and again, but I don't see them. So I'm more close with my mom's side of family.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
What kind of traditions can you remember growing up with your family?
I can remember I had a lot of birthday parties, and we had a lot of parties, too, like, in the summertime. We used to have, like, a big barbecue, and that's my favorite time. Like, it was so much fun. Like, everybody you see for, that you didn't see for a while come around, and it'll just be, like, you know, old times. It'll be fun.
Cool. When you get the opportunity, do you plan on keeping those traditions alive?
Of course. I like to go out and I like to have fun and I like my culture. So, of course, I'm gonna keep that in my family. I want my kids to know about their culture a lot and our culture a lot.
And when you say about your culture, mm-hmm. you mean specifically New York culture or?
No, like Caribbean. Like, Caribbean. I'm from New York, but I consider myself like where my mom is from, and like because I love that type of music. I love the whole carnival experience, the mm-hmm. whole, you know, everything about it. It's beautiful, so.
So how many carnival type events have you been to in your lifetime?
All of them. I mean, I've been playing, it's called Mass. It's like when you get, like, your costume and you dress up and you're in the parade. Since I was little, I was playing, so I think all of them. Even if I don't get a costume, I'm still on the parkway. I'm still going to the carnival.
So, except Monday. They do the carnivals, they do those in America and outside of America, right? Mm-hmm. And you done one outside of America?
Yeah, when I went to St. Vincent for the first time, I played.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Very, very impressive.
Oh, and in Canada.
And in Canada?
Twice.
Twice? Mm-hmm. Okay. Let me find out. I think it's a great thing. I love the festivities. From the outside looking in, I want to participate one day. Tell me something about the costumes and stuff like that, because they look extravagant. Are they expensive or?
They're very expensive. Mm-hmm. For a frontline costume, you're paying almost $500. For a midline, three. Backline, the lease is like
$250. Single.
Like the queen, king. Oh, if you're playing like a queen, like a king or of the band, it's like almost $1,000. So mm-hmm.
Hold on. So you said queen, but then you said king. Mm-hmm. Guys dress up too?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Out of all the millions of pictures I've seen of people at Carnival, I have yet to see a guy in some type of costume, personally.
I mean, they don't have the extravagant feathers and stuff like that. Like, if it's the king.
Yeah.
Yeah. If it's a king, then you have like, you have basically like a train on you. The costume almost has like wheels.
What?
So it'd be easy for you to maneuver in it. But if you're playing like a regular, you know, like regular costume, you're not gonna really know. Like, you might see a guy, but you're not going to notice what he has on because it's only almost the guys are just shirtless with shorts and, like, mm-hmm. Some kind of jewelry around the neck or something like that and a headband. It's nothing too extravagant when you're just playing with the band. Like, but when it's, like, the king or queen, you'll notice. They'll stand out because it's huge.
Okay. Nah, I definitely dig that. Let's see. Even though I'm just randomly, what's your thoughts on the whole R. Kelly situation, if you heard of it? Anything? Have you heard of anything in the news lately with R. Kelly?
Not lately.
Okay, well.
Like maybe a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, that's what I kind of referring to. Apparently he's like, you know, got chicks in some type of dungeon situation. I'm not sure how true that is, but just based off of that, what's your thoughts?
I mean, I really don't know. I can't speak on something I don't know because we weren't there when, you know, he approached these females or whatever the case may be. So I really don't know. And I can't speak on it because I don't know.
Does the accusation affect the way you listen to his music? Do you still?
I still listen to his music.
You still love his music? Mm-hmm. It still sounds good
I'm
to you?
Bumping Usher all the way to where I need to go.
Okay, why you say Usher in particular?
Because I know he got a situation too going on right now. Okay. But that doesn't affect how I listen to his music. He made good music. his actions don't have nothing to do with me listening to what he was singing about. So.
Okay. Very, very interesting. Very, very interesting. I've been asking some of everybody this question. Did you see the eclipse?
No, I was asleep.
You slept?
I was asleep. Thing. I mean, it got dark outside. I thought it was about to rain, but... but... Huh? Yeah, it got dark. And I just thought it was about to rain. I didn't remember. Mm-hmm. So, I was asleep. Mm.
So, I know you're into the... What genre is that music that they play in Carnival?
It's soca or calypso.
Soca.
Or reggae.
Or reggae. Mm. Okay. What other type of genres of music do you enjoy listening to?
I like R&B.
Like R&B.
And I like hip-hop. Uh-huh. And I like pop.
Okay, so mm-hmm. pretty diverse and stuff like that. Any particular acts you care to name?
I like SZA, I like 7th Street, I like Chris Brown, I like Trey Songz, I like Kodak Black, I like Cardi B, who else? I like YT, who else?
Wale.
Kanye.
Wale, okay, too. Kanye.
Who else? I listen to so much music. I like, what's the boy name? He's it right now. I forgot his name, though. Moneybagg Yo.
I like him, too.
Cool. Who else? I like everybody. I mean, I think it's somebody. Huh?
The African God.
I love DeVito. I like African music, too. I forgot to say that. I love African music.
So African music is a totally different vibe than the soca reggae.
Yeah.
Okay. I gotta check that out.
Yeah, I like a lot of different types of music and a lot of different types of artists. I feel like when some people look at my playlist or hear like different things when I'm driving around with them, they're like, "Oh, you listen to this?" Like they wouldn't think I would listen to it. Like I love music basically.
Okay, mm-hmm. Okay. What about you're different to when it comes to the music. What about the TV shows? What different type of shows do you watch or movies?
You know what? I think since I'm older now, I haven't really even been watching TV like that, honestly. Okay. I can't tell. I could say when I come in the house, my TV's on the same channel for about 3-4 days. But when I do watch TV, I watch Power. A lot of stuff be on record, too, so... I watch Power, Insecure. I like musicals, so if there's a musical movie on, I'm watching that. Riverdale. I don't even like Love and Hip Hop like that no more. That's crazy.
What?
I like scary movies, so if there's a scary movie on or a scary show, I'm watching it. Like True Blood, that used to be my show, but it doesn't come on anymore.
Okay.
Yes, yeah, Scream is good. It was cheesy at first, but I mm-hmm. like it. What else? I like some shows on Netflix, like Dear Black People. I mean, Dear White People.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty Little Liars.
Okay. It sounds familiar. I feel like mm-hmm. I should know what movie that is, but I don't really know.
It's a show. It's a series.
Okay. It's a series. Mm-hmm. Let's see. As far as Power, what episode have you gotten up to as far as this season?
I'm ready for the one tomorrow. I'm ready for the season finale.
Tomorrow is the season finale?
Yes.
Well, I know what I'm doing after this interview. I'm getting all the way caught up in this Power just for that episode tomorrow. I really want to speak on Power some more, but I haven't watched it enough to even bless you.
You're going to spoil it for yourself.
I don't care. I'm going to watch it. Let's see. What about fashion? Are you into fashion? Is that a big deal to you or not? Not really.
I like anything that looks nice. I mean, I'm not a label.
Junkie,
whore. Yeah. Like, if I can afford it and it looks nice, I'm getting it.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And what's what's affording something in your tax bracket at the moment? Like, how much would you pay for a fly shirt that you like?
The most I pay is probably like $30-$40.
Oh man, that's expensive. I thought you was gonna say more for a shirt. Oh my god, I thought you was gonna say more than that. What about shoes?
Shoes. If it's a really good pair of shoes, you're probably spending like $100 and some change.
That's it.
But like, if it's like, I'm not gonna go extravagant, like get red bottoms or something. If it's just not my birthday or something, like.
Okay.
If it's my birthday, then okay, I'll say I could spend like that $800 or that $900 for some red bottoms or something. Mm-hmm. But I mean, like I said, if it's cute and it's $20, I'ma get it.
So, where do you see yourself in the next 5 years?
Hopefully I have my RN or my CNA by then, and working probably as a traveling nurse, and probably starting my career in opening a senior living home. I want to open a senior living home.
Wow, okay. Mm-hmm. That's pretty commendable. A lot of people forget about old people, mm-hmm. especially right now at their, you know, peak of adulthood coming into it. Why you got a passion to want to help older people like that? Or is it the money thing?
I mean, the money's going to be good too, but I've been working with older people mm-hmm. for a while, and it's crazy because, like, family members, they tend to forget about their, you know, mom or dad or aunts, uncles. And at the end of the day, their family becomes us, the workers. So I just always have, like, a soft spot for them. And they're sweet. Like, I mean, they at some point in life, that's going to be me, you know. Mm-hmm. So I would want somebody to care about me and remember me and take care of me if I need it, you know.
Mm. Okay. Let's see, I'm throwing another random one out there. Have you ever broken any bones?
No.
Ooh, my goodness. Mm-mm. What about let's see.
Nikki, are you crying?
Are you crying? Let's see. Do you use lotion?
Of course I use lotion.
I'm telling you, it's about to get extra random because, you know, it don't really matter. But what kind of lotion, if it matters?
Be a plug. It's a big tub of cocoa butter. Mm-hmm. And you can get it from Sally's or the dollar store or Walmart.
Okay, so you mm-hmm. prefer...
And sometimes I mix, like, oil with it. Like, if I have tea tree oil or something, I'll put the lotion in my hand, and then I put the oil and rub it together. Because I'm dark-skinned, so I got to keep smooth. Or sometimes raw coconut oil.
Okay, that's mm-hmm. a big tip right there. That's smooth.
He lost me that. I figured my skin was
What about as far as when's the last time you've been back to New York?
I think, oh, wow, maybe like 2-3 years now. No? Only one? It seems like forever.
Okay.
So
what have you noticed change when you went back to your old neighborhood or just wherever in New York? Like buildings or people?
I noticed, like, they're building a lot of apartments. Like, they're building a lot of places up. Like, I know downtown Brooklyn, they're building a lot of lofts and condos and stuff. They're building that up, especially since the stadium is out there. They want it to fit the image, I guess. Okay. So, and like on my old block, it turned into a party. Like when you go outside, mm-hmm. it's music playing. It's a whole bunch of different restaurants now. A big family dollar.
Okay.
So.
Nice, 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 nice. What about your friends? Do they feel like you changed that much drastically, at least like the way you talk now?
Sometimes they hear it. They say sometimes they hear it, but not all the time.
Okay.
And that's maybe because I keep in contact with them too, so. And then some of my friends out here, they're from New York too, so.
What's some of the, you know, traditional or new wave type of phrases or slang they use up top in Brooklyn and stuff?
They say it's lit.
It's lit.
They say sis.
Sis, okay.
They say she's dragging. You dragging, like that means
what,
like.
What does that mean?
That mean like, okay, like. Say you're doing something and it's getting on my nerves. I'll be like, you dragging. Like, you're doing too much, basically.
Okay,
you
drag.
I like that. What else? Movie. Yeah, it's about to be a movie.
Okay.
What else? Some other stuff, but I can't think of it. It comes more out when, like, when you talk, I guess.
Brazy.
Okay.
Nobody says that anymore.
That's a blood talk.
Right. They say that in Compton, too, though.
What about as far as Atlanta? I know you know a few phrases from being down here.
They say bruh.
Everybody say they say bruh.
Bro, when I first came out here, bruh. Suh.
Suh.
What else?
So it's a difference between suh and sis.
Sis.
Sis and suh.
Like chill, sis. Like you doing too much, sis. Relax,
so,
sis.
There, sis. So they don't say bruh as much up there.
Now they start, you know what, now they starting to say bruh. Okay. Like my best friend, I be hearing her say it, but she don't say it like bruh. But yeah. She be like bruh, or bro.
Yeah.
You know.
Okay, so we got bruh, we got
suh.
Suh.
You got, I don't really know. I could say I could have helped you out with this more when if I was in high school. Because now, mm-hmm. I don't really have that much people that are from like, out here that I hang out with.
Okay.
And if they are, they adapting to how we talk, how New Yorkers talk, or, you know, how other, you know, other places talk.
Okay. So who approach you more, guys or girls?
Guys.
Okay. It's a real question. It's 2017. You gotta ask. So when guys approach you, are they more so Atlanta type of guys being in Atlanta, or is it more of a different type of person usually?
It's a little bit of both.
It's a little bit of both. So let's say an Atlanta guy is coming after you. What's some of the typical lines you feel like they'll probably hit you with, or how would they try to go about hollering at you?
Sometimes they'd be rude. Like the other day, I was at the store. Mm-hmm. I'm paying for my dress. This boy come up to me, and I'm using my card. I'm thinking he about to scam me. So I'm like, what is going on? He like, hey, put your number in my phone. And I'm like, what? No hi, no you're pretty or how you doing? Hey, put my number in your phone. Mm-hmm. So we could call. So I could call you after this. No, I'm good.
Okay. I like the confidence though. He really took the shot and he definitely failed. Let's see.
Or they'd be like, what you finna do mm-hmm. if I'm at the gas station? Hey, what you finna do? Get gas? What do you mean?
So they don't even do no type of introductions. They just come on out with it like they just know you from.
Right.
Okay. That's cool. How do you feel about people who call you Miss Lady? Is that do you feel some type of way about that?
Not really.
What about ma'am?
No.
No, that's not a big deal for you either. Okay.
No, that is a big deal. Don't call me no ma'am.
You don't even like to be called ma'am.
Don't call me no ma'am.
That's that big of a deal. Okay. That's interesting. I'm starting to realize that. Let's see. Did you go to any pools this summer?
Yeah. I went to Whitewaters a lot, too.
Like, you actually got in the water?
Mm-hmm.
What? Okay. Can you swim?
No.
Nah, okay.
That's I just cool walked too around.
Nah, that's awesome. I really want to either go to Whitewaters or...
I've been there all summer.
Fright Fest, maybe.
Yeah, I'm going to that.
Maybe ride a roller coaster or something.
Yeah, and I'm going drunk, too.
Ooh, we're going to be going out there.